description. Do you have any personal knowledge of people who have been harmed or injured in efforts to cover up or conceal these extraterrestrial technology?
Yes.
Welcome back to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weisnop. Today, we're going to go through this ultra-hyped congressional hearing about UFOs and aliens. I'm giving you the juicy bits today so you don't have to sit through 2.5 hours of stuffy, boring, procedural talk. I'm going to talk to you today about most everything they talked about. I'm going to give you the very fast, brief version. I'm going to talk about Black Cube UFOs, Dugway Area 52, if you've ever heard of that, that got brought up. Quantum physics, holographic reality, that's the interesting aspect of this whole thing. Something called IRAD, and a lot of stuff. You might need a skiff if you want to hear the whole thing. All right, so sit tight, we're gonna blast through this thing. And look, if you don't know who I am, I wrote two books on this subject in 2020 called Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, alright? If you haven't read those, that breaks down how the occult plays a role in the entire agenda, in the phenomenon. They are going through a rebranding effort. I think there's a lot of propaganda behind all of this. I don't know the truth, clearly, why would I? I'm not involved with any of these key players. But you can see there's an angle when you look at the history of the occult and a lot of the occultists and magicians of trying to make contact with entities from another dimension, and I argue that's exactly what we're trying to do, what we're trying to talk about here. And the question is, are the players involved in this seeking to reveal this to us, and if so, why? Or are they trying to give us just a little taste so that they can keep doing what they're doing and have more money to do it? I don't know. We're gonna talk more about this in the conclusion. Let's get into it. On July 26th, 2023, there was a hearing from the Congressional House Oversight Subcommittee on National Security, and they took testimony from three main figures that have been prominent in the phenomenon in the last few years. David Grush, he is the whistleblower, interviewed on News Nation. I did two shows on that in, what was it, May or June of 23. We went through that whole interview. Should I put a link in the show notes? Do you want the link? I'll give you the link. I'll put a link in the show notes. So he was a former U.S. intelligence agent, which is, that's a red flag. It's usually a red flag. Commander David Fravor, former Navy pilot, featured on Joe Rogan. He's been doing all the rounds with the UFO sweethearts, giving lectures and such. He witnessed actual UFOs. Same goes for Ryan Graves, another former Navy pilot. Okay, they were the three providing testimony to all these old turds in Congress. I'm giving you the blow-by-blow. But like I said, I'm going to save you a lot of time. It was 2.5 hours. Oh, and also, since I got your ear, I got more paperback copies. You want a signed copy of Alien UFOs and the Occult? You go to gumroad.com/IsaacW. Link is always in the show notes, my friends. Support your favorite podcaster, your favorite researcher. Those books are going to become more relevant as time goes on. 2025 is when the lid's going to blow off of all this stuff, all right? All right, starts off. There's a congressperson named Mr. Grothman, and he's, because they're all giving their little intro preamble to, well, thank you for gathering here today, everybody. We're here to talk about a very important subject that the public needs to learn more about. Yeah, got it, dude. Got it. We all know what this is about. So they take 30 minutes of time to go through all these intros. What was interesting is Mr. Grothman, he mentioned reading Carl Jung's Flying Saucers book, which is something I've read, and I have notes about it in my books. Because Carl Jung, like Jacques Vallée and all these other great UFO researchers, have been trying to hammer at home there's a psychic element to this. And you know, you're talking to the mouth-breathing normies. You got to breadcrumb them in, right? It's too radical of an idea. And the simplified version of it, I think, is ghost hunting, right? To this day, if you ask people if they believe in ghosts, half the people will say, no way, that's crazy. Well, I think the aliens are kind of like the ghost. As I think it was John Keel wrote in the Eighth Tower, ultra-terrestrials. It's all the same phenomenon, just in different forms.
Okay.
Then Mr. Burchett says, look, I think there's this non, and this is a paraphrase, he says, I think this is a nonpartisan type of meeting, and also there's a cover-up. I like that. He shouts out George Knapp and Jeremy Corbell, who sit in the front row. You see them the whole entire hearing. And later he shouts out Leslie Keen, who was the New York Times journalist who broke this whole thing in 2017. And these are all some of the biggest figures in the UFO disclosure movement. You know, George Knapp, a legend, broke the Bob Lazar story of basically Area 51. Jeremy Corbell did a great Bob Lazar documentary recently around 2017. And he does a lot of UFO documentaries, okay? So, okay, yeah, it's and they go around the whole room, all these Congress people talking about, hey, why is the government, who is them, why is it that we are keeping the American people in the dark? Gee, I don't know. I don't know. Why are you doing this to yourself? Like things about how they claim to be given info. They claim there's all this information being captured that's not being shared with them. Like they're being locked out of it. What they're implying is that there's a deep state.
Okay.
A UFO deep state. Very possible, right? Then Mr. Moskowitz. He calls out some interesting locations. I'm going to play some clips on this show. I know you love the clips. I'm going to play some clips. Listen to these locations he's talking about checking out. Take a listen.
Congress created the All-Domain Resolution Office in the NDAA of 2022. In its initial analysis, there are 171 uncharacterized UAP reports, and this is the words from the report, that appear to have demonstrated unusual flight characteristics or performance capabilities. I believe more information is known about the 171 instances. It's time for Congress to reinsert ourselves. I call on our military leaders and intelligence officials to release more information to the American people about UAPs. And to our military leaders, if there's nothing to conceal, let Congress go to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, the Dugway Proving Ground, or even Groom Lake in Nevada. We should have disclosure today. We should have disclosure tomorrow. The time has come.
He called out Dugway, Utah, okay? It's a place where they do chemical testing. But people claim there is UFO technology or alien bodies there. It's been a long time local legend here in Utah. They call it Area 52. I myself tangentially have been involved with UFO researchers, I guess. I've actually been out to Area 50, well, Dugway. I've been out there doing some UFO hunting with some friends. Didn't catch nothing. If you go to Wikipedia, they'll cite the Deseret News, a link that doesn't work, by the way. But anyways, they call it the Deseret News. The Deseret, of course. We've talked about this before in my books. The Deseret is a Mormon reference. You'll see it all throughout Utah stuff. There's all these Deseret companies and such. It's a reference to magic. People don't realize that. The Deseret references a bee, but a bee is the reference for magic going back to Freemasonry. Joseph Smith, all that stuff. And look, here's the thing. I've been getting a lot of feathers ruffled on the Sound of Freedom show we did. I had a guest on here, and he was blasting holes and all kinds of stuff. I don't care what your religion is, all right? I don't know which one's the right one, so don't get offended. I've had a lot of people get offended. I got Mormons that get offended. I got Catholics get offended. Like, I'm not trying to offend you. I really am not. I pick on all religions because ultimately the truth is none of us can prove that we are right. Okay? It's just, so, sorry, Mormons, you're getting picked on. You got a lot of occult tendencies there, all right? Doesn't make you a bad person. I'm not saying Mormonism is the worst thing and you guys worship the devil. My best friend is Mormon, okay? It's fine. Okay, so the Deseret, you know, like I said, Utah, full of occultists. The Deseret News reported that Dave Rosenfield, president of the Utah UFO Hunters, claimed but provided no proof for numerous UFOs have been stored. Here's the quote he said. Numerous UFOs have been stored and reported in the area in and around Dugway. All the unknowns are seen in the area. It might be that our star visitors are keeping an eye on Dugway too. Dugway is the new Area 51, probably the new military spaceport. And another name you hear is Area 52. Now, funny enough, I actually met Dave. They call him Alien Dave. I actually met him one time when I was talking to some UFO people involved in the Utah UFO scene. He seemed like a really nice guy, by the way. So shout out Alien Dave. I don't think he listens to my show. In fact, back when I met him, it was early in the blogging, book writing, podcasting world for me. Have I learned anything since then? Not really. It's fine, though. We're going to keep struggling through, all right? Okay, so the Congress, they introduced the three main witnesses, Ryan Graves, David Grush. Is it David Grush or David Fravor? Shoot, hang on. David Fravor. Yeah, David Grush. There's two Davids on the panel here, which is interesting when you think about King Solomon and King David, right? King Solomon, of course, contacting entities with his magical seal, Ring of Solomon. Okay, is there a connection there? I don't know. It depends on how deep on the conspiracy scale you go. So they introduced these three. Sure, sounds good. And finally, we get around to questioning. They ask if UFOs are threats. Commander Fravor says yes. And he clarifies it. He says yes, because the technology is so advanced, we can't do anything about them if they decide to turn on us. I mean, that's fair, right? That's a fair response. But in the conclusion, I'm going to wrap this up of why this is all very dangerous. Some more time passes by. Mr. Burchett asks about the Tic Tac. And he, you know, these Congress people, they're so old, okay? And he's like, yeah, Tic Tac, not like the TikTok, the Chinese communist app. Okay, sure, I get it. The Chinese are communists, and I get the TikTok's probably spying on us. Did you see Mitch McConnell? Frozen like those birds in the sky. Totally normal behavior. These people are very old, which is fine, you know. Sometimes with age comes wisdom. Sometimes. But you often have to wonder how sharp they are. These are the people telling us how to live. These people who have no clue what a 20, 30, 40-year-old is going through in today's society and economy and housing market. You know, you wonder why minimum wage hasn't gone up in 50 years? Anyway, I'm just saying they should put term limits on these Congress people. That's all I'm saying. Okay, moving on. I'm trying not to get too soapboxy, all right? I want to. It's, High T Isaac Day today, all right? You know, I just got the shot. I'm ready. My T shot. I'm ready to fight. So Burchett, who, by the way, I think it was Mr. Burchett. I think he is the congressperson that got in a lot of trouble for saying a bunch of wild stuff before. I think he legalized roadkill. Legalized eating roadkill once. And he said something real crappy about these kids were protesting at the Capitol building for a school shooting. And he was just like, well, criminals are going to do what they do. We're not doing nothing about this, you know, which is pretty cold-blooded. But I get it, because I'm also like pro-Second Amendment. It's like, well, I don't know. What do we do about this? What you do is you fix the mental health in this country, right? We have a real problem. Anyway, I told you I'm staying off the soapbox. Let's move on. So Burchett, he asked David Grush if anyone involved with all this UAP stuff has ever been hurt. Okay? And Grush is like, yes. Then he asks him, he says, has anyone been murdered? Take a listen to this.
Firing at you. Do you have any personal knowledge of people who have been harmed or injured in efforts to cover up or conceal these extraterrestrial technology?
Yes. Personally.
Have you heard, have anyone been murdered that you would that you know of or have heard of, I guess?
I have to be careful asking that question. I directed people with that knowledge to the appropriate authorities.
Maybe in a, if we could get in a confidential area, SCIF, we could talk about that. But unfortunately, we were denied access to the SCIF, and that's very unfortunate in this scenario.
Grush pleads the fifth. You know what that means? It's murder. That's right. He pleads the fifth on murder. Have the UFOs murdered anybody? Have the aliens murdered anybody? Yeah, they're catching bodies, apparently. You know, he says, well, we got to go into a skiff. Bro, what do you mean you got to go into the skiff? You know about something. Or they're putting on the illusion that something like that happened, all right? And it just seems like, here's what's frustrating about the whole hearing. It seems like Burchett and all these other guys, what they're doing is they're just going over all these claims that these guys have made on podcasts and interviews and all that stuff. So you're thinking, what's new here? Well, the answer is nothing. Sorry, I'm having issues this morning. Nothing. The significance here is that they're going on record for this whole thing. This isn't just for clicks or downloads or to sell lectures. They testify, or they're testifying. They swore their testimony on a Bible before God himself, which that holds a lot of weight. Sure. Can people lie through that? Sure. Can you have a big smoke show of illusions? I'm sure. Because they always subscribe to this greater good argument, but it holds a lot of weight. All right. So then some time goes by. Mr. Raskin, he's the guy, he was all seat up. He had a bandana on, you know. He had his suit on, but then he had his gang affiliated bandana, trying to get gang related to Congress, I guess. He asked Mr. Graves about these craft. Take a listen to what Mr. Graves says these crafts look like. See if you catch anything.
Are there common characteristics to the UAPs that have been cited by different pilots? And can you describe what the convergence of descriptions is?
Certainly. We were primarily seeing dark gray or black cubes inside of a clear sphere.
I'm sorry, dark gray or black cubes?
Yes, inside of a clear sphere, where the apex or tips of the cube were touching the inside of that sphere. And that was primarily what was being reported when we were able to gain a visual tally of these objects. And that occurred over almost 8 years. And as far as I know, it's still occurring.
That's right. Black cubes. Okay? Not only are they cubes, they are black cubes. This is a reference to Saturnian symbolism. That's right, Saturn. Now, how does that play into the UAP thing? I don't know. But you do see black cube UFOs. You see it in, well, you see black cube alien technology, I should say. In Transformers, it's the AllSpark. I think it was in one of the Star Trek movies. AI, right? Kubrick's technically last film project he was working on with Steven Spielberg. The aliens are flying in a cube-shaped UFO. I also think that in Arthur C. Clarke's Childhood's End, it appears. Don't quote me on that. I could be very wrong about that. But it's symbolism of Saturn, which you see oftentimes in Illuminate Confirm occult symbolism. Now, there's not a clear link as to why that would be here in this case, so I don't really know it's something we can hang our hat on and say, oh, it's a Saturnian symbol, but it does draw a lot of questions. And if you take the cube and you flatten it, you've got the Star of David, the six-pointed star. Now, that star is what is on the Ring of Solomon that he used to control demonic spirits, entities, if you will. Right? King Solomon, of course, the father to King David. And you got two Davids on the panel. My God. not enough to bang your desk on, but it's interesting, right? Mrs. Luna, she said that corporations are basically keeping the public in the dark. So I like that. I'm a very, you know, I love my country. Capitalism's pretty good. You got to watch it, man. You got to keep these corporations in check. Sometimes they get too much power. Look at BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street. They own every company that exists. All right. So, of course, yes, the corporations are keeping America in the dark. Then David Grush, he's talking about advanced technology that is beyond government oversight. And he clarifies it with, you know, technicalities, but that's basically what he's trying to say. He says, look, there's alien technology and the government doesn't even know about all these things. The government's being kept in the dark now too. He calls out the Gang of Eight again. Again, listen to my David Grush shows. We talked about the Gang of Eight. He's asked how they're funded. He says, well, they basically misappropriate the funds. They say it's for this, but then they're paying for that. One technique is to overcharge on IRAD, he calls it, IRAD, taking excess funds and funneling it over to black programs. And this is the first I had heard of IRAD. That might be something new and unique to this congressional hearing. It apparently means independent research and development, and it's called out as an allowable cost that allows companies to initiate and conduct research and development projects of potential interest to the DOD and is reimbursed through overhead cost rates.
Makes sense.
Look, the U.S. Spending and budget and bills and appropriations is a massive subject. It's very confusing. So it's very possible and complicated. It's very possible they can take money from one, they call it the colors of money. If you take it from one color of money, move it to the other. I mean, that's what he's claiming is happening here. But to debunk that a little bit, you think, I mean, couldn't you just use research and development monies and just apply to whatever research and development project you want? I don't know. But he's just saying that they misappropriate the funds. I don't know if that's illegal. I'm assuming it is. I don't know. So they talk about NASA and Harvard researching UAP. And we already know back in 2016, I was writing a book called The Dark Path. And in there, there's a few chapters about aliens and UFOs because it's a very important subject that I've always been interested in. And we already know NASA's about that alien life. They said, they told you they were going to prove it by the year 2025. So, of course, NASA is researching UAP. They ask all the juicy questions to David Grush. Okay, where is this stuff? When did it start? Who's involved? And he can't answer any of it. He says, oh, look, it's top secret. You need a skiff. It's like a secret compartmentalized room where only top secret people can go. Clearly, the cameraman and the mouth breathers can't all hear this information. Okay, which private corporations are involved? He can't answer publicly. Is there an active government disinformation campaign? Can't answer. You know, they end up trying to dig out the answers to all the things he alluded to on the News Nation interview. So if you've seen the News Nation interview, you got it all already. You already know. That's as far as you get to know. AOC, she made an appearance. She asked about Boeing's work with a red cube. Take a listen.
Mr. Grush, you sat on the Unidentified Anomalous Phenomenon Task Force created in the 2020 NDAA, correct?
Yes.
There have been some things that have been mentioned here during this hearing that I wanted to pick up on. Mr. Graves, you mentioned specifically during the answers to one of your questions, you named Boeing contractors being engaged in an incident regarding this red cube about a football field wide. I was wondering if you could speak a little bit about the interaction, or Mr. Grush, either of you, the interactions between defense contractor companies and any UAP-related programs or activities.
So I'll just say that the information about the contractor themselves were provided by a witness, and I have no particular detail in that relationship.
Mr. Grush.
The kind of general unclassed wave tops, certainly the contractors, you know, are the metal benders, so to speak. Mm-hmm. They're the ones actually doing specific performance on government contracts.
She said it was a red cube UFO the size of a football field. That sounds pretty scary, huh? In fact, I know a guy, one of my friends, saw a giant, not a cube-shaped UFO, but the size of a football field, a massive UFO. I believe him. Now, let's see. And nobody says any specifics. Grish says, yeah, it's the defense contractors, and they're working with all this UAP stuff. AOC wanted to know what methods are being used to have these corporations contact the government agencies, because that's what they want. They want to channel the information. AOC's like, help us out here. Tell me where to look, all right? And Fravor says, if you know where to look and who to talk to, you're going to get your answers. It's a very X-Filesy answer, all right? Grush said he would give that info. He says, let's go into the skiff, and I'll make it happen, baby. Right, me, you, a skiff, we're going to make magic happen. So we'll see, right? We got a little bit more. We're only an hour and a half into this thing, all right? Mr. Biggs, he's a guy from Phoenix, and he asked about the 97 Phoenix Lights case. I was like, oh, this is a good question. Do they know anything outside of the public? They don't. Grush is asked about UFOs and bodies. UFOs, let's go to the skiff. Bodies, let's go to the skiff. Bro. Then Mr. Burleson, he asked my question. He asked the question I've wanted to know the answer to. He says, how do these UFOs that come from another planet, they're so advanced in their technology and they're so evolved and they're so smart, how do these things get here being so sophisticated and still somehow crash? Take a listen.
And so with that being said, you know, and the other statement that has been made that was intriguing to me because, and it's intriguing because my view has been that we are billions of light years away from any other system. And the concept that an alien species that's technologically advanced enough to travel billions of light years gets here and somehow is incompetent enough to not survive Earth or crashes is something that I find a little bit far-fetched. And with that being said, you have mentioned that there's interdimensional potential. Could you expound on that?
I'll get to answer your first question, and you know I'm here as a fact witness and expert, but I will give you a theoretical framework at least to work off to kind of espouse crashes, regardless of you know your level of sentience, right? You know, planes crash, cars crash, n number of sorties, however high, a small percentage are going to end in you know mission failure, if you will, as we say in the Air Force, and then in terms of multidimensionality, that kind of thing, the framework. That I'm familiar with, for example, is something called the holographic principle. It derives itself from general relativity and quantum mechanics. And that is, if you want to imagine a 3D object such as yourself casting a shadow onto a 2D surface, that's the holographic principle. So you can be projected, quasi-projected from higher dimensional space to lower dimensional. It's a scientific trope that you can actually cross, literally, as far as I understand, but there's probably guys with PhDs that we could probably argue about that.
But you have not seen any documentation that that's what's occurring.
Only a theoretical framework discussion. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, Grish gives a fair answer, okay? He gives a fair answer. He says that, you know, you heard what he said. He says, whatever your sentience level, there's always crashes and accidents. Okay, I guess. Oh, but more interesting, he asked about interdimensional stuff, right? And Grush gives him a taste. He's like, let's talk about the quantum aspect of a holographic principle. And he says, imagine a 3D object casting a shadow on a two-dimensional surface. What he's saying is that aliens come from higher dimensions, the fifth dimension. Okay? This has huge implications. And this is one of my irks we'll cover here soon in the conclusion about this whole thing. Because the implication here is that they are higher evolved entities if they are from a higher dimension. Well, what do you think they're going to do with this? They're going to convince us, the public, that we need to also ascend to a higher dimension. And Elon Musk is going to find a way to do that. He's going to say, look, I got this Neuralink cap, and you're going to put it on your dumb brain, and we're going to put you into 5D with the aliens, where life is great. That's what's going to happen. Gates showed up. He said, I didn't know he was still a congressperson. I thought he got in trouble for, what did they claim he was doing? Like trafficking kids across the border or something? I don't know. I don't follow this stuff, right? Gates said he had to fight to get access to a photograph of a UAP that apparently was in his state. And he finally got to see it. He said, there's nothing like he's ever seen before. He said, this is non-human. I was like, oh, okay. He said the UAP was able to disarm all the pilot's capabilities. There was four of them in a diamond formation. Kind of interesting. Then Miss Mace, she references Roswell, which I thought was good. That was the only mention of Roswell, really, though. Then later asks about the alien bodies. Grush kind of confirms it again that he heard about bodies, can't give more specifics. But he did say, yes, there are non-human intelligence bodies. From what he's heard, he hasn't seen them. Now, we're almost done here. We're already at the two-hour mark of the briefing here, the hearing, I should say. Question is floated, could the UAP basically be doing reconnaissance, or are they looking for vulnerabilities? Everyone on the panel says, yes, it's possible. Like, come on, are these even questions? And this is where it's interesting, because this is how the whole thing is starting to wrap up. He says, I don't remember which, Mr. Ogles, I think, is the one who's asking the questions. He says, if they become hostile, would you be able to defend yourself? Everyone says, no. So, of course, we're wrapping up this whole hearing as a threat. The aliens are a threat to the country. And Mr. Ogles says, look, we're going to go into that skiff, and if I'm denied this skiff disclosure, I'm going to enact some act he calls off. It sounds real serious. He's like, no, this is going to happen. So it sounds like they're going to get to the bottom of it in a skiff, so we never get to hear the actual truth. Very typical. And then, last question, Burchett asks if Grush knows of anyone being injured doing reverse engineering. Can't talk about it publicly. Okay, cool. Great time, everyone. So in conclusion, of course this was whack. Of course it was. I'm exhausted with the UFO community creaming their jeans for these UFO congressional hearings, hyping it up. Everyone's doing their live commentaries. Like, something cool is going to happen. Of course, nothing's cool is going to happen. We already know all the information. We listened to Joe Rogan have Commander Fravor on there 7 years ago. We got way more information out of that than this. You know, it's these old-timers, they're catching up. They don't even know what a podcast is. No, wait a minute. There's guys seeing UFOs? Yeah, dickface. We talked about it 7 years ago. The whole country is run by a bunch of old-timers, and we're being slowed down by this. It's no wonder nothing changes. The story broke with New York Times 7 years ago, 6 years ago. I should have just watched Barbie instead. I literally should have just went to the Barbie movie instead of watching this whole thing. It's 2.5 hours. Only the U.S. Congress will find a way to make aliens the most boring thing on the planet, right? Quite a feat, honestly. But, you know, I guess the significance of it is it makes it official. It makes it official in the sense that sworn testimony, they could go to prison if they're lying. You know, anyone can go on Joe Rogan and say anything they want with no penalty. Whereas this makes it official, I guess. But it's frustrating, right? Like, why can't we have a 10-hour discussion on this. The public can hear. When Grush says, well, look, there's interdimensional capabilities of quantum physics and aliens from higher dimensions, can we take 5 minutes and just be like, can you tell me a little more about that? What makes you think that? I mean, come on. It's so ridiculous. I mean, anyway, honestly, though, I guess it's a huge turning point in a way, I guess. It's just bizarre. No official figures have decided to talk to these guys about any of this stuff yet, till right now. So a lot of people say, well, was it misinformation? Was it a distraction? Distraction from the Hunter Biden trial thing? That dude's going to prison. Or Sinead O'Connor, who died. I don't know. I tend to think this is some kind of false, slow red pill to the masses. Because, look, not everyone listens to Joe Rogan. A lot of people are just working their jobs and doing their daily life. They're not really up on all this stuff. Yes, it takes 6-7 years to get it into the minds of the masses that maybe these pilots saw something. Maybe this exists. Because for 80 years, they've been telling the public UFOs are crazy conspiracy people. So now they got to sort of undo all that. So yes, it's going to take years. What I'm concerned about, though, I'm concerned about... Recall we said it was the Congressional House Oversight Subcommittee on National Security that called this hearing? And the testimony came from an intelligence agent, two military pilots. Do any of these people or organizations represent a non-military industrial complex element? When you hear national security, does that ever make you feel comfortable and safe? If we are getting true disclosure, there's a million questions in my head of why it's happening now. Why it's happening this way. If the feds have known about aliens since the 1940s, which in my books we talked about the Collins Elite going back to the 1940s, and of course you got the Roswell incident, of course you got the Trinity UFO crash that we talked about from 1945 in New Mexico. I interviewed the author Paolo Harris. Her and Jacques Vallée wrote the book about it. Surely they know more than this. Surely they do, right? Why is it now being given to the public? If you watch the way they're presenting it, they're always pushing it with a national defense angle. Are these aliens dangerous? That's how they wrapped up this thing. And are they dangerous? Maybe. I certainly don't know. I subscribe to the interdimensional aliens or demons idea. Some of them might be angels. Some of them might be demons. So yes, some of them could be dangerous. What I do know, okay, is that the military-industrial complex and the federal government national defense initiatives, whether they're doing this honestly, they're doing it for our benefit, because look, you need these things, right? I'm not saying let's get rid of the military. Of course we need the military. We're America. Everyone hates us. Everyone hates. They want to take the crown, and they can't. So, of course, we got to stay up above the other countries. But, you know, to a hammer, everything's a nail. And you got to question if these people involved aren't trying to gain power, wealth, even something as simple as, you know, wealth, in exchange for your well-being, your privacy. You know, look at the Patriot Act. 9/11 happened. It was awful. You know, if you believe the whole the story, if you believe the official story of 9/11, you would say, man, that's terrible. We should do something about this. And what did they offer? They said, let's covertly pass the Patriot Act so we can spy on you. And that's what they've been doing. So we basically gave up our right to privacy. For what? For what? To go over there and bomb the shit out of these people? Which, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's fair. I don't know. But there's a decent argument for saying that you're just creating more generations of terrorists by destroying these people's homes and accidentally killing a bunch of kids that weren't involved in this. There's a fair argument for that, to say that it actually made a more dangerous environment in the future. And I don't know what the answer is, right? And I'm glad I don't have to make those decisions. But it's just frustrating. It's like, oh, did you want help with your college loans? No one can afford a house here in America? Did you want help with that? That's cute. How about instead we just fund another massive weapon system, or a surveillance weapon system, even better? It's frustrating. Did you want health insurance? I mean, it just goes on and on. It just feels to me like, and this is back on the soapbox to wrap this up, it just feels like we continuously fall for this bullshit warrior protector angle, and it burns us most of the time. I mean, if you want to talk about a deep state, I think AOC, and I know people hate AOC, but she brought up Boeing, right? That's a defense contractor. That's what David Grush is saying. It's like, hey, it's the contractors. And that's what Fravor even said. It's like, you got to know who to talk to. It's the contractors. That's the deep state. You know, because AOC, she's always concerned with corporate interests, and she brought it up today in this, or yesterday in this hearing. She brought up Boeing. And that's what Grush has been saying. It's like, these defense contractors, they're the ones keeping the information. They're the ones doing the reverse engineering. They got the alien bodies. And apparently that's by design. And I guess you get real X-Files-y, because then the implication there is that some MJ-12 type folks in the government must have set this up years ago. And, you know, those defense contractors, they don't have to report. They're a private business. They don't have to report what they're doing necessarily. Anyway. To sum it up, it seems to me, in general, that what we're doing now is we're definitely letting some military representation happen here. We'll see where it goes. We'll see if this ends up down the path where... Because how frustrating would it be if these Congress people get in the skiff and they hear all this stuff and they come out and say, look, we can't tell anybody, but we got a real problem on our hands. This is real dangerous. I think what we need to do is... read everyone's email and text messages some more to solve this, to make sure everything's safe. or something along those lines. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. So there you go. I'll try to wrap this up. I don't want you to go longer than 2.5 hours. That was everything I saw on there. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you don't know, if you haven't bought my books, go get the damn books. Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Use Illusion 1 and 2. I narrated them both. They're on Audible. You can get them on Amazon, or you can get a signed copy straight from this beautiful podcasting studio, aka my office. I will sign it and mail it right to you. The paperbacks, go to gumroad.com/IsaacW. And until next time, stay woke.